partnered with numerous celebrities. At 29, I had the number one restaurant in the country with Arnold Schwarzenegger. We were in Atlanta. It was called Cafe Tutu Tango. I partnered with... I worked on Wall Street. I was not in the restaurant business. I worked in project management, but really it was private equity, which means private bank. My senior partner represented two foreign governments, Venezuela and Cuba, and he represented those two countries when it concerned the United States. So if there was an issue with one of those two countries and the U.S., the Attorney General would leave the White House and come to our office on Park Avenue and discuss whatever those issues are.
Sonny is a charismatic, energetic man that captures the attention of every room that he's in. Traits that led to his successes in life. But sitting where we are now, many people would make a different assumption.
I'm in the finest restaurant in Oklahoma City as of like 9 days ago, and living in a shelter and, you know, three kids.
Sonny has been living at City Rescue Mission in Oklahoma City since a string of bad luck left him from living in a multi-million dollar home in New York City to a homeless shelter in Oklahoma City in a matter of months.
My two business partners, John and Jay, they were going home one night, and they were hit by a drunk driver, and I was left without two partners. Obviously, I couldn't run our firm, but we had people on a contractual basis and clients completely all over the globe. The state of New York got involved, and all of our assets were seized, including everything that I had. 6 months after that, my fiance of 34 years of age died of a brain aneurysm. I lost a almost four-year-old foster child that I've had since he was 3 years old. He was killed by his natural parents, then I got cancer.
Stories like this one embody why so many individuals end up in homeless shelters. There are a lot of problems that come to mind when you think of homelessness, addiction, abandonment, and poverty. But when I walked through the doors of City Rescue Mission, I felt an atmosphere of positivity and hope that shocked me. And when asked what their biggest challenge is at City Rescue Mission, President and CEO Tom Jones didn't say the homeless, but those around them.
If you'll ask a homeless person what hurts them the most, it is when they're walking down the sidewalk and they're not dressed like everybody else, their hair isn't fixed like everybody else's. Sometimes because of the drugs, they've lost their teeth. They'll be walking down the sidewalk and people walking toward them will literally cross the street to not have to walk by them.
The shelter serves 450 people meals each day, offers a recovery program, housing with 640 beds, classes and other opportunities for OKC's homeless. And in providing this to thousands of individuals each year, Jones learned something.
When I look at those individuals, I often look at them and say, if you didn't know what they've been through, you would assume that they're all just lazy and have no desire to do anything with their life. But the reality is, no one as a young person says, I cannot wait till I grow up and become a homeless person that walks the streets. I mean, it makes no sense for somebody to just quit on life unless you've gone through some great struggles.
But these great struggles that led people here are often met with a new appreciation and love for others.
Well, when I first started working down here in the kitchen, it was a lot of men, guys. And I used to fuss at them all the time. Pick this up, do that, do this, you know, mop this off the floor. So they just dubbed me mama. You sound like my mama. So they just start calling me mama and it just stuck. So even the guys that come off the street not calling me mama.
It is apparent from the moment you meet Sharon Nichols or Mama Sharon why she has the nickname. She's about 5'3", expressive and encouraging. She greeted me with a big hug. She's been volunteering here every Friday, Saturday and Sunday for 4 years. She teaches a Bible study for women on Fridays and serves food in the kitchen on the weekends and has all but made this place her home.
They come into the dining area and work. Yes, I have seen some mean attitudes. I mean, and then they go through the program. I love on them. I pray with them. Other people love on them. And then when they graduate and they tell a testimony, yes, I've seen great transformations. A lot of people may not like it. They may leave, but some of them come back. And they come back and they fall in my arms and say, Mama, I messed up, but I'm back. I'm home.
She volunteers because she loves it, and these people are her family.
Every day I go home, I feel fulfilled. And just a simple thank you. I love you, Mama. You know, just that right there, you know. They let me know I'm appreciated. So, you know, just loving people, you'd be surprised what a hug will do. You'd be surprised what taking a hand and showing them that you care would do. And the attitudes just disappear. They just disappear.
For Chef Sunny and many of the people here, these human relationships teach them lessons that you don't need a great struggle to appreciate.
I don't know if you'll understand this, man, but I've never been more happy than I've ever been in my life right now. Because everything that I thought was important, it was a white picket fence, you know, it was just painted, it wasn't real. You know, I had 3 houses in 3 different parts of the country. And all that stuff that I thought was fun and important was just not.
For Assignment Radio, I'm Haley Thornton.